RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I'm not ready to talk about the game on Sunday yet. Maybe you are at 412-928-9370. You know, it doesn't feel good driving 137 miles to Cleveland with Mulsey, although that part was fine. Then sitting in a seat that was so high up, I felt like I could throw a rock at the Key Bank building, the top of the tower, and looking down like a bird, a pigeon, and watching the Steelers do something which, in the end, is very predictable. Because they showed their ass yesterday. They showed their true colors. This is who they've been now for almost 10 years. They're not a real contender. They're not a team to be taken seriously. And they win 3 in a row. They get everybody's hopes up. Hey, the AFC's down. Aaron Rodgers has won a Super Bowl. Look at these other quarterbacks. They can't be trusted. The Steelers went to Cleveland yesterday and scored 6 points, people. 6 points. Shedeur Sanders had 21 passing yards in the second half. For the last 30 minutes of the game, he looked like Duck Hodges. Actually, for the last 45 minutes of the game, he looked like Duck Hodges. No offense to Duck.
He threw more good passes to the Steelers in the last 45 minutes of the game than he did to the Browns.
Yes, and you couldn't do anything with it. This is who they've become. And we were both worried. We were talking about the game driving up, and then we happened upon a Steelers tailgate because we got horrible directions on where to go before the game from
Ken Carman, who doesn't know his own city.
And
might have tried to sabotage us. We don't know.
It was definitely a possibility that we were going to drive there and watch the Steelers barf all over themselves, crap their pants, pee down their leg, all of those scanological things that teams do when they blow in a big game.
Deliver one of, frankly, the most flaccid offensive performances I have ever seen. And yeah, no, there's not a blue chew read today. It was pathetic. You and I knew this. We knew it on the ride up.
Yeah,
we were chatting with each other.
We thought that would be the difference.
And honestly, he was bad enough to validate that.
They don't have an NFL quarterback. The Browns. They're 3-12.
He was bad enough to validate that, and they still couldn't take advantage. And we had people yelling Super Bowl, Super Browns at us, especially at you, after they put the finishing touches on their fourth win of the season. It was entirely too predictable, and yet it feels like still, even with what we know they do in this situation,
yeah,
it actually still feels like something worth getting mad about because
it was
that bad.
Even though it's the same bad movie over and over again, Should have known better, though, because this team has been this way under Mike Tomlin since Ben Roethlisberger retired, and even going back to before retired in terms of blowing opportunities. I mean, this team really, now that we think about it, I think about how silly last week sounded. We really thought with this team it was going to be easy, where they were going to have possibly 2 weeks to kick up their feet and relax. And then the Ravens won. Okay, we'll take care of business tomorrow in Cleveland.
It's just the Browns. And then, they don't have a real quarterback.
And then we'll really get everybody the rest they need and go into the wild card weekend ready to go. Metcalf off his suspension. Hopefully TJ Watt's lungs work. And we'll be ready for the Chargers or the Texans or the Bills. You name it. And hey,
this team's riding high. They're playing their best ball.
Who knows? Maybe they'll win Sunday and they'll host the playoff game and they'll win a playoff game. I'm not really ready or in the mood to talk about any of that yet, because they don't this team and this franchise and this head coach, frankly, they do not deserve the fans to just turn the page. They don't deserve let's just go out and take that tape from this game, bury it 6 feet under, and pretend or act like it never happened. Because this happens to this team all the time.
Why? And it's always a different, you say to yourself, so much stuff would have to happen for them to lose
Aaron
a game
Rodgers
like this.
Aaron Rodgers makes them different. This team.
No, not even that.
But that's what people were saying.
That's what it was supposed to be, the narrative.
Aaron Rodgers makes them different. This offensive line is coalescing. Look at the diamonds in the rough they've found. Kenneth Gainwell might be the team MVP.
They're going against one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the league.
Joey Porter hasn't given up a touchdown in two years. Blah, blah, blah.
Derek Harmon is back, and no one can run on them when Derek Harmon is here. The one thing that I keep falling victim to with a Steelers game of any consequence like this, where they're playing a team that, I know they were only 3.5-point favorites, part of that might have been the weather equalizing some things, whatever. One of the things I fall victim to that I'm going to try to remind myself not to do in the future is this, is to assume that because it feels like it would take a series of unusual events for the opposing team to beat the Steelers, I need to stop assuming that that won't just keep on happening. To wit,
Line was only 3.5, the odds makers didn't think this was going to be a walk.
And I thought that was a
Huntington
weather
Bank Park, or
I thought that was a weather related
now.
Line. I thought that was a weather related line. I thought it was maybe a Metcalf related line because he is their only wide receiver.
Well, guess what? We were there. They don't get the weather excuse in the second half of the game. The weather was fine.
The wind was there, but Rodgers still has a strong arm. He's supposed to be able to cut through that. Here is my problem. I always tell myself, I fall victim to this. I say, they could lose this game, but man, a lot of weird stuff would have to happen. Allow me this. Shedeur Sanders, on one of, objectively, I think his worst throws of the day, gets a touchdown because Harold Fannin makes like prime Willie Mays on the ball, and Kyle Duggar, who has in balance been very good for the Steelers and made a pick later in this game where he did the right thing. He just played center field.
Well, the ball was thrown right to him. That helped.
Still,
but
this
not
ball,
every Steeler caught a ball
Pony,
when that happened.
This ball, I'll get to that. Hold on.
Like Nick Herbig.
I'll get to that. Hold on. Just let me cook here for a second. Let me do what Aaron Rodgers didn't do and cook a little bit. Okay, you have that play. On that play, Kyle Duggar, you can see it when you go back and watch it, because you're watching it in the stadium, it doesn't kind of hit you like this. He's dropping his shoulder to try to nuke Harold Fannin. If he looks to see where the ball might be, worst case scenario, he probably bats it down. Maybe he picks it. Okay, so take 7 off the board right there. All right? Now you've got Nick Herbig getting a ball thrown directly to him. More to him than to the Browns' intended receiver. Clank right off his hands. Not done. You have Jack Sawyer. I'm sure Barber Football Focus is thrilled with his interception. You know what I'm not thrilled with? On watching it back, Jack Sawyer, a not fast player, but a faster player than an offensive tackle, running towards the one Browns player ahead of him who could make the tackle.
I mean, we've seen him score defensive touchdowns in big games before. Look at his college football playoff resume.
He ran, I don't even remember what 72's name is on the Browns.
Leviston.
Leviston, thank you. He ran at him. He had about 6 yards of space to the sidelines to try to make more out of that play. He ran at him. This doesn't even get to Aaron Rodgers sucking. Terrible. He was ass. Capital A, capital S, capital S.
Shedeur Sanders had a better passer rating than him in this game.
And you know what? I can't even say in good conscience Shedeur played better than him, because they both sucked. But Shedeur got away with one, and Rodgers never found a way to get one done. And so you tell yourself, if you're me, oh man, all these weird things would have to happen for the Steelers to actually, like Boswell would have to miss a field goal that you would assume he makes.
Yep.
All these, I always tell myself, there's no way one after the other can keep happening to cause this. It did.
Well, think about just the stakes of the game. Steelers win, they lock up the division, they relax week 18.
Everyone gets to rest.
Having to sweat blood to beat the Ravens.
Everyone gets to rest.
You're playing a team that frankly has a front office that wants them to lose. And an owner who probably wants them to lose.
I think a fan base that was very conflicted about whether they wanted them to win that game. That knocked them, I think, fully out of contention for the number one pick.
You have everything to play for. They're not even sure they want to win the game. Your quarterback plays worse than their quarterback, which is almost unfathomable. Your coach gets out-coached by their coach. Your kicker, who we have talked about how he's the best Steelers kicker of all time, hands down, gets outperformed by their guy, who used to kick in a dome in college. Mm-hmm. Your defense, yes, it only gave up really 10 points in the game. But
I mean,
it still got outplayed by the Browns defense. I mean, just, they lost, it was close, but this Browns team that just gave up 31 to Tennessee at home a couple of weeks ago, they outplayed you.
Yep.
They out-schemed you. Your coach had more brain farts than their coach. Your offensive coordinator had more moronic decisions than their offensive coordinator. Your quarterback with four MVPs and a Super Bowl MVP came up small in big situations more than Shedeur Sanders did. I mean, there's no short week excuse. I don't even want to hear no TJ Watt, no DK Metcalf. I don't want to hear about Darnell Washington breaking his arm and, oh no, there goes the jumbo package. They ran the ball fine. That was not a problem yesterday. They lost to Cleveland with everything on the line, Chris. And we were the idiot saps that went there and watched it for 3 hours.
Yeah, no, I know. Shared miserable experience for me and you. I'm having a very hard time shaking off right now? The fact that the Steelers, with their backs against the wall, at least needing to try to force overtime, if not just say, screw it, if we score a touchdown here, we're going to go for two in the win, okay? The Steelers actually come alive. Rodgers hits Scotty Miller. Rodgers hits Freiermuth with probably the best throw-catch combo of the whole day.
Yeah, Freiermuth only gets thrown to in Ohio late, when they need
when
big
they desperately
plays
need something to happen.
He's a zone beater, and apparently he can make plays against the Browns and Bengals with less than 2 minutes.
Throws
left,
another clever one off a little like RPO to Freiermuth, gets him inside the 10.
Unbelievable.
Then they throw another one to Adam Thielen to advance it a couple more yards. Three cracks at what would be a potential tying or even winning touchdown if they wanted to go very bold at winning the game right there. MVS, MVS, MVS.
Yeah, this isn't throwing to Santonio Holmes after he drops the ball in the end zone in the Super Bowl. Let's go back to our guy who was the best receiver for us in the playoffs leading up to this game and in this game. You went to a practice squad receiver who's probably only on the team because he has a friendship with Aaron Rodgers. Hell, if we're going to go that route, why don't we get Alan Lazard in uniform? I'd rather have him get the ball thrown to him three times at the end of the game. Interference, probably, but
should not have gotten to that point, and why the hell are you throwing him the ball three times? By the way, he's one of Aaron Rodgers.
He's blanketed by a Pro Bowler who's actually a legitimate
Pro Bowler. Their best corner. And Campbell was really good, but Ward's their best corner. Pony, not only did he throw MVS the ball three times in a row, the first one of those, like you could say, oh, he's Rodgers' buddy because he knows where to be. Isn't that the whole thing? Anybody Rodgers likes, it's because they run the right routes. Would you like to know why the game almost ended on second down there? Because MVS ran the wrong route.
Yeah.
Turned outside, didn't turn inside. If he actually turns inside, that might have been a game-winning catch or game-tying catch.
He just
went right back to the well of crap. Two more plays.
I cannot believe it.
I can believe it, and what I am trying to tell myself on the air is to stop thinking that it's unbelievable
when it
happens.
But what I can't believe is the Steelers' propensity to let us down in playoff games or playoff-light games like yesterday, where if you win, you're in. That stench, that like disgusting, nauseating musk that has lingered around this team since 2017. That trickled down to Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Aaron Rodgers, who's supposed to be, he's new to this. He's supposed to be able to overcome it. He's making brain-dead decisions at the end of the game.
He's the biggest reason they lost the game.
On 4th-and-1, he threw it to Scotty Miller in the end. He threw a go-ball to Scotty Miller. He probably thought, well, I saw Tom Brady do this against me in a friggin' playoff game. Why the hell not? I mean, we've run the ball basically at will on this team. Who gives a crap that we're not doing a tush-push play here? We can't get a yard with Jaylen Warren?
He also had, he's Mr. Short Air Yards this year. He had Adam Thielen on that play. If he holds his gaze and holds the ball, and no one was near him, Pony, for an eighth of a second, Adam Thielen running completely uncovered.
I actually think Scotty Miller on 4th-and-1 is worse than the plays in the end zone at the end of the game.
It is. It is because we actually know on that play. All you have to do is watch it back. It doesn't like show up in the stadium when you're trying to watch it all at once. Thielen's wide open underneath. It's an easy pitch-catch first down. Aaron Rodgers is the reason they lost that game. I know we have patented the saying the Tomlin loss. There are many such examples of it. And if you really wanted to go 35,000 feet, you could say, well, Tomlin's the reason he's here, and therefore it becomes a Tomlin loss because he sucked. But in the very, we're looking at one game, we're not looking at who brought who here. The reason they lost that game was because Aaron Rodgers laid a giant turd at midfield in Cleveland. He was their worst player,
I'll take it a step further.
He is a four-time MVP you expect to be the reason you don't lose these games.
I'll take it a step further. I think he wanted to be the reason why they won the game. He wanted to make the plays.
He was the reason a team won the game. It was just the wrong one.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Here is Dylan to lead us off. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, guys. Couple points here. Darnell's going to be out. Metcalf's going to be out. TJ's going to be a question mark. Defensively for Baltimore, I think if they sell out on the run and really crowd the line, paired with covering Freiermuth well, it's going to be tough. And, you know, MVS, he didn't do exactly what Rodgers described. Quality route running, good footwork, the release on the route. I mean, my God, it was terrible. That's specifically why they brought him in.
Dylan, if he was any good, the 49ers wouldn't have cut him. They've had wide receiver injuries the whole year. Brandon Ayuk can't get healthy. Pearsall can't get hurt. They had him. There's a smart offensive coach. He said, we don't need this guy. Yep. He's not any good. He bounced around last year with two or three different teams. He was in camp with Seattle. There's a reason why he's on like his
He played in an
now.
NFL game yesterday for one reason. Aaron Rodgers is a big fan of his.
Patrick Mahomes didn't want him anymore in Kansas City. Yeah. Josh Allen didn't want him anymore in Buffalo. And that's the guy we're going to with the season on the line? Ridiculous.
Exactly. It's really a shame. You win that game and so many different things happen. And in this point in the season, 3 straight pass plays to what we had out there.
And
just embarrassing.
And, yes, and What a friggin' blowhard Tomlin is, shooting all kinds of rainbow and sunshine up Roman Wilson's ass. You know, another man's a man's misfortune is another man's opportunity. I can't wait to see what Roman Wilson does with this, man. This is the biggest game of Roman Wilson's life. He's been toiling. You guys haven't seen him, but the amount of copious hard work this young man has been putting in. I actually flipped on to Pompeiani's Tomlin show was on at like 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night. And before I got in the car to come to your house, I'm watching this. And Tomlin's sitting on his stool next to Bob. And he's like, this is so important for Roman Wilson. I am so proud of this guy. And then he went out and played what? Six snaps?
Tomlin doesn't like him. Tomlin doesn't think he's worth crap.
Chris, at this point. You just said this Aaron Rodgers loss. Aaron Rodgers doesn't like him.
No, that's, and by Aaron extension, Mike doesn't.
Right. Here's your third round pick. Here's a guy that you're supposed to be developing. Mm-hmm. And because he's in Aaron's doghouse, we're throwing the ball to a guy that was on a practice squad for a month. And I'll say it, Steelers reporters watched MVS in practice and were like, yeah, I don't think this guy's got it anymore.
He's slow. Step
yeah,
slow.
Yeah, I think he's kind of lost it. There's a reason why nobody wanted him but Aaron Rodgers' team. And Aaron, after the game, gets asked, actually, it's Marquez. Gets all up in arms that somebody pronounced the guy's name
wrong. Yeah, dude, shut the F up. No one cares. Yeah. No one cares. It's pronounced loss. Okay? Are you going to spell R-E-L-A-X for everybody this week, Aaron?
Yeah.
It's just shut the hell up, dude.
412-928-9370. We can't shut the hell up because we're here until 6.
No, this is therapeutic for me. This is, I you know what I did yesterday? I wore the Steelers sweatshirt. Now, we were wearing rain gear for good reason.
Yes, you were very into the game.
And I was signaling first downs. I was being obnoxious.
Yeah.
People wanted to know, is Mahler going to be an actual Steeler? Yes, I was more obnoxious than you, arguably, when things were going well.
Because I had a sense of dread.
You were taking broadsides, though, from people, too.
From Browns fans. They knew who I was, and they hated me, and then they loved the fact that the Steelers lost, which adds to my misery.
But, like, I like that we get to come in and do this. I like that we get to come in and just say what we thought about that absolute dog crap performance in the dog pound.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.